This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, watching the factory floor in China. Moving. Where? We welcome our colleague Alan Tonelson, who's our guide and guru on manufacturing, not only in the United States, but especially overseas, because of all the talk about China being contained, or in some way warned not to dump on Europe and America. There is a new game. Alan is here to introduce us to it. Some of it's called reboxing. Some of it's called relating. Most of it's called, as Gordon reminds me, cheating. Alan, those Chinese factory floors, they sure are tricky. What are they up to, Alan? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John, and good evening, Gordon. What we have is the Chinese essentially pretty successfully evading a lot of the tariffs on their products, their factories, that were first imposed by President Trump starting in 2018, and then almost entirely continued and in some cases expanded and increased by President Biden during his administration. And what the Chinese do, they employ a variety of subterfuges in cooperation with third countries. So as you just suggested, they will produce a product in China. They'll send it to a place like Malaysia. It will be either reboxed or they will change the customs documents required to say that the product was made in Malaysia and not in China, and they'll ship it on to the United States. Or they will actually physically rebox it, or they will simply ship it through Malaysia or various other countries into the U.S. market, and U.S. customs officials really aren't paying attention and often don't have the resources to monitor this practice adequately. And it's happening in solar cells, which is especially vexing to the Biden administration, given its determination to set the United States on the course of a so-called green transition toward a cleaner energy economy. But it's also automobiles. It's just about every single industrial product that you can think of. And until an effective response is manufactured, we're going to continue to see this flood of imports from China through third countries.
Alan, a detail here. Reboxing, relating, not even bothering. Is this something everybody knows about but is not moving against for various different reasons in Malaysia, in the U.S., in China? In other words, is
everybody knows about it, including the Biden administration, because the Biden administration has moved to put some tariffs on solar panels that are coming into the United States that originate in China, but that come through four Southeast Asian countries in particular. So they know about this problem, but as is so often the case, the tariff penalties aren't high enough to stop what is technically called transshipment, and they are put on so slowly that, and with such advance warning, which is really bizarre, that the Chinese often have ample time to switch their transshipper to a third country. The third countries certainly don't care, because it produces more business for them. And that's why it's up to the United States to start cracking down on these practices much more effectively.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, you mentioned the four Southeast Asian countries, and that leads us to make a statement. Essentially, it's not only the Biden administration knows about it. The Biden administration actually facilitated this, because early in the Biden administration, they gave special exemptions to those four Southeast Asian countries. They
That's
had
right.
to know that China was going to transship through those countries and actually get into the United States products from China that were otherwise barred. I mean, this was basically conspiracy.
Well, they certainly knew about it, because they launched the investigation. They decided to impose tariffs, and then, like you said, they suspended them for 2 years. Then they finally put them back on. But by that time, of course, the American solar market, the market for solar panels, had been completely inundated by these Chinese origin products. And like I said, the tariffs haven't really been high enough to deter that much Chinese cheating. And the advance announcement has been long enough to give the Chinese opportunities to keep playing whack-a-mole with us.
Gordon, remind everybody how this connects to the Uyghurs.
About every solar panel made in China is made with forced labor. The reason why that's important is because the Tariff Act of 1930 bars the importation into the United States of products made with forced labor. In 2021, President Biden signed the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, but he tried to actually prevent its passage through Congress because there were powerful companies such as Apple and Nike that had been benefiting from forced labor in China that were afraid that if the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act were enacted, that it would affect their ability to bring products into the U.S. So essentially, Biden knows what's going on, and he's been skirting the law that he signed.
Alan, is this the same game they're playing with BYD, building a plant in Mexico and claiming the cars don't originate in China?
It's exactly the same game. And even though the new version of the North American Free Trade Agreement that Congress passed during the Trump administration and that the Trump administration actually negotiated does provide stiffer tariff penalties in those kinds of situations, not only on China, but on all non-North American automobile producers, the tariff penalty isn't nearly high enough to deter that practice. So the Chinese and various other non-North American automakers are understandably concluding that they can absorb the extra percent cost that they'll incur, and they'll keep building factories inside Mexico to export to the United States. So that USMCA trade agreement, the US-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, that was approved during the Trump administration and that's in force now has to be tightened up. The tariff penalties must be much, much higher or else they'll be easily jumped over.
Gordon, you have a question.
Alan, those solar panels and those EV batteries, they are made with forced labor. And even though BYD or other Chinese companies can build facilities in Mexico, they still can't import those products because of the Tariff Act of 1930. And the Biden administration is apparently not going to enforce that prohibition either.
Well, that certainly sounds right. And I think the main reason is it's getting tremendous pressure from the so-called green lobby. The environmental / climate change advocates, including in President Biden's own administration, want that green transition pushed as fast as they can, because as they claim, the climate change threat is an existential danger to the world's survival. So understandably, from their standpoint, they want this transition accomplished as soon as they can. What they're missing, though, is that if one country, especially like China, comes to dominate global green product manufacturing, it's going to pretty much cut off innovation, even in those fields, on green product manufacturing. And when you only have one source of supply, it means you can almost by definition have only one source of innovation. And clearly the green transition, assuming that it is needed and that it is desirable, is going to need many different sources of innovation if it's going to proceed faster. And that's what China's dominance of the field threatens.
Alan, is big labor, the unions, are they aware of this? Do they know that China's cheating? Do they object? We have 30 seconds.
They're aware of this, but they're also very conflicted because the leadership anyway is so devoted to Donald Trump's defeat. They've decided he's anti-working class, he's anti-union, he's anti-worker, and there's going to be a big test of this theory coming up, and especially in a state like Michigan, where it's quite possible that a faster green transition is going to cost a lot of automotive jobs.
Alan Tonelson, who blogs at Reality Check, Gordon Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.